Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow. Mad cow. Mad cow, mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sign Guy Nation, Sign Guy with you once again here on a Friday afternoon. Real fast before we jump into things with the guests, some show notes. Lots of shows popping up this week. Tonight you have WrestlePro in Palmer, Alaska, WCWO in Indianapolis, PWAS in Melvindale, Michigan, TPW in Sherman, Texas, MPW in Buda, Texas, SWF in Tullahoma, Tennessee, and HCW in Cornelia, Georgia. Tomorrow night, Supreme Wrestling in Madison, Indiana, EWE in Jeffersonville, Indiana, XVW in Carlisle, Ohio, VPW in Las Vegas, Nevada, HCW in Mishawaka, Indiana, RCW in South Bend, Indiana, Metroplex in Bedford, Texas, HPW in Claiborne, Texas, TAPW in Morrison, Tennessee, VCW in Munford, Alabama, SFCW in Loganville, Georgia, SVW in Commerce, Georgia, NAWA in Buxton, Maine, ECWA in Morganville, New Jersey, and NWW tomorrow in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. So there's a lot of shows happening this week. Go find yourself a good show and support it if you are able. And I want to bring our guest on right away. Gorgeous Gary Galaxy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here. How are you doing today?
Doing well. And my co-host QT Vokes is with us, and I believe his time is a bit limited, so I am going to give you right over to QT to start things.
Sounds good.
Oh, okay. Let me get out my notes. I just got out of my car. Yes. Gary, I'm going to start out by telling you, do you know that 36 of the 50 states in the United States are now playing football?
No, cool. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mr. Galaxy, I saw your YouTube video entitled Gorgeous Gary Galaxy versus Owen Travers, and it was posted January of 2018. What struck me first about this video was that the entrance curtain that you appeared from was made up of, well, it looked like four different sections of colored cloth. A patchwork quilt, if you will. On the left and right-hand sides, you had two different shades of red, and then you had the middle section divided by a blue color upper half and a reddish-brown lower half. I immediately thought of the Partridge Family bus that was driven by manager Reuben Kincaid. My question is, were you yourself a big fan of the late 60s sitcom, The Partridge Family, with Shirley Jones and David Cassidy? That's my question.
You know what? That is an amazing question. And believe it or not, I am a fan of The Partridge Family, but not only The Partridge Family. It's kind of like a Monkees Beatles conversation for me. I'm more of a fan of The Brady Bunch, and not just with the show itself, but also with the music entity.
Oh, the Brady Bunch. Wow. Were you a big fan when Martha got hit in the nose with the football?
I was a bigger fan of the hit single that was released because of Peter's changing voice. I think that was probably a better episode for me. Also, either that or The Curse of the Tiki Idol. That was another great one.
Oh, the Tiki Idol. Okay. All right. Well, now, speaking of that curtain that you emerged from, in that match with Mr. Owens, have you ever used Dolly Parton's song, The Coat of Many Colors, as your entrance theme?
You know what? I haven't used Dolly Parton's song. It might be something that I have to do. As long as I can strut to it, I can pretty much pull any song off. it doesn't really matter to me as long as I'm strutting and headbutting wherever I'm at. That's all that really matters. There was actually even a time that I was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I was out there in Dollyville, right there, right outside of the Dollyville area, Dolly World, and we were doing a hardcore deathmatch tournament, and the entire first round of the tournament was all tag team matches. And everything, as soon as we showed up, there were no ropes, and they were stringing barbed wire up around the poles. And I just said, well, today's going to provide for an interesting day. I showed up, actually found out I was teaming with the legendary Tracy Smothers that day.
Oh,
unfortunately,
Tracy
unfortunately, we didn't win the tournament, but it was a great night.
Wow. What round did you make it in that tournament?
We actually didn't make it past the first round due to we were wrestling a guy by the name of Brad Cash and then also a gentleman by the name of Tank that are both really infamous in the Midwest territory region for a lot of deathmatch wrestling. And they were actually more of an established team. In fact, Brad Cash, I believe, was partially trained by Tank. So when we were out there, we were kind of a little bit outnumbered. Tracy knew me from Nunzio's wrestling school from their FBI connections, but we just had a little bit of different style of old school. I was more Freebird. He was more Southern boy.
Southern influence. Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Galaxy, in that match with Owen Travers, he showed his agility and flexibility by executing two arm drag takedowns on you, one at the 2 minute and 36 second mark and another at the 2:39 mark. And then he did a standing moonsault that led to a two count at the 2 minute and 53 second mark. My question is, were you surprised at his agility for a man with an estimated weight of 195 pounds? Because that standing moonsault, he did a 360-degree flip in the air to land on your chest.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm actually very familiar with Owen Travers. He made his temporary residence out here in Las Vegas. And on top of that, he was trained out at the House of Truth out in the Midwest area and near the Detroit area. And one of my mentors is also one of the former instructors of the House of Truth, and that's Mr. Izzy High, the American kickboxer. And I got very well privy to the information, including the capoeira skills of Owen Travers.
Whoa, okay. All right, very
definitely
good.
Definitely a tremendous athlete.
Well, you're telling me. Whew, okay. Well, Mr. Galaxy, in a completely different setting than the one you wrestled Owen Travers in, I saw your match with Sin Bodie that was in Las Vegas, and it was an invisible steel cage match. Was this the first invisible steel cage match you were ever in that you can remember?
Actually, this was, and it was an entirely new concept, and it was a very clear, almost a space age galactic steel cage, if you would. Almost with the same powers of a Wonder Woman's invisible plane, where it's there when you put it up, but then once the lights hit the ring, the cage is gone, and you don't know what to do about it. Like, we saw it earlier in the afternoon, and the minute they opened the doors and turned the lights on, it was like Wonder Woman powers. The thing was gone. I couldn't even tell you at that point, like, how to react to it. I almost couldn't find the door to get in. It was a ridiculous night.
Yes, I saw you searching for the door, yes. Holy smokes, yeah. All right. Well, do you know the referee's name who was dressed like the San Diego Chicken?
I mean, you just said his name. You know his name, obviously. Okay. I do know, however, one thing you may not be aware of is that he does have a really, really big feud that to this day, their last match has not ended, and that is with one, Mr. Petey Griffin.
Oh.
Mr. Griffin and the Chicken are still fighting to this day somewhere in a wrestling show.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Last known destination was Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, right before Found in Parts Unknown.
Wow. So it's kind of like Peter Griffin and that rooster that fight and get into fist fights on Family Guy.
I'm not familiar with that. Our character's name. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, your homework is
coming. I'm going to look that one up. I'm going to look that one up. More of a Simpsons guy. More of a Simpsons guy.
Oh, Simpsons. Okay. They're also very good. Okay. Well, when you get time, go on YouTube and look up Peter Griffin Fights the Chicken. Yes.
There's one with the chicken? I thought you said it was with the rooster. Okay, I'll have to look. I'll look them both up. I'll make sure to look them both up.
Oh, all right. Well, Mr. Galaxy, do you remember seeking shelter under the chicken's legs when the firecracker floated near Sinbodhi?
I mean, I don't know about you. Anytime I see any kind of incendiary device being lit, if I'm not sure what it is, I'm going to duck and take cover. I'm not really sure exactly where it was that I took cover. I know that there's been multiple times in my life, unfortunately, where there have been things, especially around Sinbodhi, where things just happen to light on fire and start exploding. Whether it be at a show, in his mind, at training, wherever it may be, you got to always watch your backside, left, right, up, down, and inside out when you're around Sinbodhi.
I would agree with you 100% on that. You know, he's about the only wrestler that has stuffed animals near his tights, stuffed animals. Yes.
Depending on which rendition, they've had multiple different names. I know at one point he had two that were strapped nice and tight to his boots named Dixie and one's particular Irish last-named gentleman.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there. He has multiple different costumes in it. I couldn't imagine where somebody would get ideas to have puppets or something like that on their TV show, knowing that somebody else has put out videos for years talking to their stuffed animals. But that's neither here nor there.
All right. Well, Mr. Galaxy, if you freeze the invisible cage match video at the 7-minute-and-4-second mark, you can see Sinbodhi giving you a wedgie, and on this night, you wore orange underwear. My question is, do you remember the scene from Caddyshack 2, and it's called Putting with a Wedgie, where Randy Quaid gives a golfer a wedgie?
No.
Do you remember that scene?
For some reason, I just want to say I'm all right and shake my head. Caddyshack 2, that's what we're talking about. Caddyshack 2.
Yeah.
Absolutely. More of a Caddyshack 1 person. If it doesn't have Bill Murray, it needs more Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill Murray was great in Chevy Chase. All right. So you remember that scene from Caddyshack 2 where Randy Quaid gives the golfer a wedgie?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay.
I don't know that it was a wedgie, though. I don't know that it was a wedgie. I believe it was a shot to the nuts.
Oh, all right. Well, do you remember in the movie The Mask where Jim Carrey honks a guy's nose and then gives him a wedgie? Remember that in the movie?
Would that technically be a Melvin? I'm not sure. I'd have to maybe reference Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey and find out if it was a wedgie or a Melvin, depending on the situation. But I do know that when it comes to mask trivia in particular, that there is at least one reference to an ECW wrestler when he gets ran over by a car. Do you happen to remember that reference?
I myself don't. Wow.
So you're telling me 1 point for the Galaxy.
Yes.
Because if you remember correctly, he smashes down on the street and then pops his head up and goes, "Look, Ma, I'm roadkill."
Oh, man. Well, now I have a homework assignment on YouTube.
Absolutely. See, you can't just go and Google up trivia questions if you don't come up with them yourself. You ought to actually know the movie. Because I'll ask you if you're going to hit me with movie trivia. You might want to change subjects. I don't know. Maybe sports, wrestling. I don't know. Just an idea. But, otherwise, you can keep talking about movies.
Oh, okay. Well, do you remember Wyatt's wedgie in Weird Science when his protagonist, Chet, the redneck, gives him a wedgie? Wyatt, one of the Weird Science guys.
Yes, his older brother. You're talking about Chet, the older brother.
Yes.
It's not necessarily just the antagonist. You have to set the scene up correctly. You have to remember that he's not just an antagonist that just happens to think it's okay to grab his underwear. It's his older brother and best friend's older brother, who they've been both fighting with this gentleman for years and years and years. It's almost like an ongoing feud where they come back 8 years later and come back in to go back to somebody who immediately got them fired from the company and then had to come back for retribution and get another opportunity. Speaking of retribution, do you have any opinion on who might be in the group that is coming out en masse on WWE? Your opinions, go.
Oh, I don't have any opinions on that.
Not one guest, not a single name.
What event is this?
Speaking of the Mask, let's talk about Cher. So the Mask, Cher, how about that movie? Which one do you prefer, Jim Carrey or the Mask with Cher? There's one or the other. Which one do you like?
Didn't you say Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey. So what's your favorite Jim Carrey film then?
Let me see. I'm going to say Cable Guy. Cable Guy had many wrestling-like scenes in it, in my opinion. Jim Carrey.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to go with movies with wrestling scenes of Jim Carrey, you'd probably go with Man on the Moon. But if you're going to talk about Cable Guy, do you know who was originally supposed to be the Cable Guy?
I'm going to say Randy Quaid.
Jack Black.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Originally, Jack Black was going to be the Cable Guy.
Oh, I like that guy. He was in Nacho Libre, and remember when he gave the masked wrestler dressed in gold? I believe that guy, the guy's name was Ramses, and he gave him a wedgie. But that was after Jack Black's mask was torn off, and he gave the golden guy a wedgie.
And it all comes full circle. Absolutely.
Now, if I pulled some strings in Las Vegas, would you like to recreate that scene with Sin Bodhi playing the role of Ramses and you playing the role of Jack Black?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
You're too late. You're too late. You obviously didn't do your research. I'm done after this weekend. We're all done. Kind of like this interview.
That's right. You got your retirement match. I wish you very well in that, your retirement match. Wow, Sign Guy told me about that. Speaking of which, I'm going to give it back over to Sign Guy at this moment.
All right, thank you, QT. Well, Gary Galaxy, you mentioned the last match, but going to the beginning of your career, you were trained by a couple of guys I'm very, very familiar with. One I'm familiar with by reputation. You were trained by Nunzio, as well as Sin Bodhi and Funny Bone, three excellent people to have as your trainers. What's been the experience coming up with guys like them that have such solid reputations in the business? What's it been like to be part of that legacy? Well, I guess Gary Galaxy has dropped the call, QT.
I hope my last question didn't throw him off or something. I kind of thought I heard him say that was his last question. I hope I didn't make him mad for some reason.
Well, I blame you and Lance Dean if that's the case.
Oh, no. If you go to Lance Dean's Facebook, there's a video I forwarded. I think it was the Caddyshack video that I encourage our viewers to look at.
Well, then I'm going to completely blame Lance Dean.
Oh, okay. I wished Mr. Galaxy well in his retirement match, but then he said that he was going to hang up. I heard that, something like, maybe he had to go out for groceries real quick. No, but can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans about maybe you have some details of where this retirement match will take place?
It is tomorrow night for VCW, and it is in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, okay. And Klein, have you yourself been to Las Vegas, Nevada for any wrestling events? I know you've been to Spokane.
I have not been to Las Vegas. And Spokane, I also have not been to for any wrestling events, although I've been near it.
Okay. Yeah, they shut down all the buffets in Las Vegas, I believe. In Las Vegas.
Yes, I believe they had to do that.
Are you familiar with the famous scene in, I guess it is Vacation 3 with Chevy Chase and Randy Quaid, where Randy Quaid and Chevy Chase is in a bad mood because he just blew $26,000 in gambling, and he sits down to have lunch with Randy Quaid. And while they're going through the buffet line, Randy Quaid goes, "I'll have some of the Yeller."
How many times have you sat down with Lance Dean and watched this film? I'm going to guess over 5.
I look forward to the holiday seasons when I can sit down with Lance Dean and watch Vacation 2, maybe 3. Las Vegas it's Las Vegas Vacation. I would like to watch that with Lance Dean. That's what I'm saying.
Are you going to fly to Tennessee and watch it with Lance Dean during his honeymoon, which he's currently partaking in right now?
What? He's in Tennessee right now?
Yes. I'm surprised you aren't with him.
Oh, well, I thought he was having it on the Oregon coast.
Well, no, he's in Tennessee. Are you with someone else on their honeymoon on the Oregon coast?
Well, me, no. Well, maybe some stick figures, yes. Stick figures next week. Surely you participated in a wedding with the groom as a stick figure, kind of like.
Not that I recall.
You recall the incident, sign guy, on The Big Bang Theory where Amy Farrah Fowler is telling Bernadette and Penny about her experience of going to the prom, but it was with the cleanup crew, and after the prom had just ended, the DJ threw the spotlight on her, and she had to dance with a broom. Do you remember that?
No.
I'm just saying, I would pay money to see Lance Dean in a scene with Amy Farrah Fowler if he was the DJ and Amy Farrah Fowler was dancing with a broom. Yes.
How much would you pay, like $50?
Yeah, 50. I'm just surprised Lance Dean is in Tennessee.
Why? Didn't you, know that's where he was at when you called to see if he would watch the movie with you?
Nope. So, Stein, what do you think about these recent rains? Now, the rains are conducive to a little bit of better fishing on the state's rivers, since rains do that. Have you heard any rumors or plans of Gregor Petrov going fishing this weekend with improved stream ability? Gregor Petrov.
I haven't been told by Petrov to be there.
That was a good fishing cycle that we had last week on the Turnbuckle Termonial Trail.
I see. Now, QT, how much would you pay to go on a fishing expedition with Petrov and Lance Dean, and Lance Dean brings a portable device so you can watch Caddyshack 2 while you fish?
Oh, you'd have all the creature comforts. All you would be needing was some of those inflatable chairs to sit in while you watch TV and fish. I'd pay pretty good money. Pretty good money.
Well, how do they keep those chairs from tipping over and falling into the rivers and the lakes?
I think you could like anchor like an inflatable chair with mass tape, electrical tape. Yes.
Wouldn't that ruin the chair when you pull it off to get it off the boat?
Yeah, that's a drawback. Yes, it is a drawback. Yes. But now, Sign, can you give our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans a hint of where the this weekend's Sign of the Time is going to be shot?
That's undisclosed.
It usually is undisclosed. I think this will be the first time in a long time it might take place under gray skies. Pretty excited about that.
Well, we'll have to see. What if it's in sunny Orlando or something?
You're going to fly to Orlando?
I didn't say I was. I said, what if? You never know what can happen.
That brings up another question. When Chicken Bob flies on an airplane, do they charge him a whole seat? Chicken Bob, he is kind of slender.
He is pretty slender, yeah.
So they don't charge him a whole seat?
Now, QT, how much would you pay for Chicken Bob to sit down and watch a movie with you?
I don't think I'd pay for his company. I think I'd give him some popcorn mixed with chicken feed. Chicken feed.
I'm afraid Chicken Bob doesn't work for chicken feed. He's a little more costly than that.
Well, so he kind of prefers more expensive cinemas, the kind with luxurious chairs and maybe food service and maybe
yes.
A craft beverage. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Sign, it looks like I may have to hang up quite a few people.
Much like Gary Galaxy.
Gary Galaxy. Yeah. What went wrong? Actually, I'm not sure. Well, I don't see my questions pissing off anyone. I think this is only the third time someone has hung up on us. Third time.
Minimum.
That I can remember.
Maybe Gary Galaxy is going to eventually come out of retirement team with Brian Blair.
That would be huge. B. Brian Blair, yes.
Boy.
We got to get B. Brian back on the line, yes.
He refuses our calls.
That's too bad. That was one of my favorite. I felt I had probably a top three kinship with B. Brian Blair. In the history of our show, yes.
I think he feels the opposite.
Yes. Well, I don't know about that, but okay. And, of course, there's always Grigor Petrov, you know. Yes. I think that was one of the top five moments in Turnbuckle history. I mean, several of our interviews with Grigor, yes. And who can forget the birthday song to Dash Venture?
Well, people with a history of head trauma.
Head trauma. Yes, that could be right, yes. All right, Sign. Well, I myself, to sign off, I am right now overlooking a parking lot, and I got to keep a keen eye out for burglars and such. Burglars. And never well-to-dos.
You mean like the Hamburglar?
The Hamburglar, yes. Yes. That's what The Rock called the Hurricane, the Hamburglar. Yes, I remember that. The Hurricane being one of my all-time favorite wrestlers of all time. Yes, the Hurricane.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say number three next to Christopher Isaac.
Oh, Christopher Isaac, I think he's number four. He is up there. He's up there. Yes. I think George the Animal Steel comes in at number two just because of his interviews. George the Animal Steel.
Oh, okay.
Especially when George the Animal Steel was receiving electric shock treatment and he was progressively getting smarter. And then things went wrong. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
When he was getting that one shock treatment, and Lou Albano was there, and he was very excited when George was getting smarter as he was receiving the electric current, and then something went wrong. That was a very, very good video. You might want to watch that.
Oh, okay.
Watch it with my team. Oh, okay. All right, son. Well, you might hit our entrance exit music. I enjoy that.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, I will hit this. Make sure you try to find Gary Galaxy in his last match tomorrow. We wish him well in that for sure. Hopefully there will be a lot of fans there to see him off. And we'll be back with you Sunday. It is Cruiserweight Day. All cruiserweights. We got some of the top cruiserweights in all of independent wrestling coming to discuss that aspect of the business. We will be back with you then. Go find yourself a show if there's one near you. Lots happening out there, so find yourself a show. Go support independent professional wrestling, and we will talk to you on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay. Or a movie.
Or QT will talk about movies.
Doesn't really matter what they say. It feels so good, yeah, I got it.